The spread of the coronavirus has us all on edge. But for some pregnant women here in New Hampshire, every day feels especially uncertain. As New Hampshire health officials predict an upcoming surge of COVID-19 cases, NHPR's Lauren Chulgen wanted to check in on some expectant mothers in New Hampshire.
Well, I've arrived at the doctor's office. It is 7.
Katie Rivera is scared. She's sitting in her car in a parking lot. She's 38 weeks pregnant, far enough along that she's supposed to see her doctor every week. And she used to like these appointments. They were calming. She'd bring her 2-year-old daughter, Elle. The nurses would give Elle stickers. It was nice. But now, Elle's not allowed. And Katie is waiting until the last possible second to go in there to minimize any potential exposure.
My intention is when I get home to take everything off, put it immediately in the washer, and then shower so I don't get myself or my family sick.
Pregnancy is already mentally, emotionally, and physically challenging. But being pregnant right now, in the middle of this pandemic, means managing a long list of additional fears and what-ifs. What if I get sick? What happens to my baby? What will the world look like when my baby arrives? There are no clear answers to any of these big questions. The science is still unclear about how COVID-19 affects pregnant women, and the rules in New Hampshire hospitals are constantly evolving to keep up with the outbreak. So Katie Rivera says she is now on operation have this baby as quickly as possible. She's only sort of kidding.
It's like you never want to wish your baby to come early, but you kind of do wish your baby to come early. I don't care how it goes. Like, I don't even care about the pain. I don't care if it happens in a car or, you know, like, I just want him to be here so that I can bring him home.
Katie is trying everything. All the old wives' tales, like drinking red raspberry tea. She's bouncing on an exercise ball. She's taking tons of walks around her Manchester neighborhood. All the while, she's mentally preparing herself to give birth alone, just in case things get worse and her husband isn't allowed in the maternity ward. This is a very common fear.
That terrifies me more than the pain of labor.
Sarah Helfgott is due in the middle of June, and the plan is to deliver at St. Joseph Hospital's midwifery in Nashua. Well, that was the plan. This week, she's talking with her midwife about a possible home birth in the event that her husband isn't allowed to be there. This would not be her ideal delivery. What if things get complicated? She was in labor with her first daughter for 4 days.
Honestly, if I feel like I need the drugs, I want to be able to ask for them. I'm not willing to go through this labor and birth by myself.
Sarah's actually had to spend a lot of this pregnancy further away from her husband than she'd like. He's an ER nurse at a hospital in Massachusetts, so it's very possible he's been exposed to the coronavirus. They've been social distancing for weeks from each other. He sleeps in the guest room, and Sarah and sometimes their 3-year-old Gigi sleep in the master.
Living in a house of distancing when he can't, you know, touch my stomach or hug my daughter or hug me is not something I ever imagined. And having to send videos of the baby moving in my stomach so that he can actually see it because he can't get close enough to see it. I mean, it's different. But so far he's healthy and we're healthy and I have to be grateful for that.
Sarah and Katie both told me they pull a lot of their strength from their first pregnancies. They have faith in their bodies, not to mention their daughters are keeping them busy. And so their minds often wander into worrying about women who haven't had that experience, first-time moms, like Katie's friend Kristen Lindemann. Kristen is due later this summer, in July.
Honestly, most of my worries aren't necessarily pregnancy-related, but it's, you know, like my grandmother, my parents, that kind of stuff. But then just, like, whenever I get into, like, a panic cycle of what's happening, you know, what's going on in the world, do we have enough food, that always turns back into, like, well, am I stressing myself too much out that I could hurt the pregnancy?
Kristen says working from home in Pittsfield is not helping with the worrying. None of her colleagues are there to distract her, so it's hard to push all these thoughts away. Her childbirth classes at the hospital are canceled. Will her baby shower get canceled too? She was so looking forward to it. And her husband's office closed, so he had to file for unemployment.
We have no baby stuff yet. You know, we've been putting stuff on our registry for the shower, and now who knows if we'll be able to have a shower. And with him not having a job and not knowing when we might have a job again, I don't know, it's very nerve-wracking how we might be able to afford to actually get all the stuff we need.
Kristen says if she and her husband had known that all this was going to happen, they would not have tried to get pregnant right now. They would have waited until things were more certain. Lauren Chulgen, NHPR News.